It's a casualty that people generally don't like to talk about, but it's a real one. The toll that months at war can take on a service member's sexual health and intimate relationships. The Bob Woodruff Foundation just concluded a two-day event with the Johns Hopkins Military and Veterans Health Institute and the Wake Forest Institute for Regenerative Medicine to address these issues. Anne-Marie Dougherty is Executive Director of the Bob Woodruff Foundation. She joins me now. Anne-Marie, great to have you on.
Thank you. Good morning.
All right. So why did the foundation choose the sexual health and intimacy of veterans? How did that come to be the priority?
Well, our work at the Bob Woodruff Foundation is focused on meeting, you know, all the needs of veterans who come home injured and what they deal with their families. And we do that by finding and funding innovative programs. Intimacy after injury was an issue that kept coming up to us by our grantees, as well as some of the families that we've gotten to know over the years. So in response to that, we developed something we call the High Impact Collaboration Series, where we partner with an expert in the field, which you just mentioned, Johns Hopkins Military and Veteran Health Clinic and the Wake Forest School of Medicine. And we, you know, felt like it was important to pull together stakeholders. And for this particular topic, it was physicians, psychologists, policymakers, caregivers from both the public and private sectors to have an open discussion about the issues and really explore what's going on and what still needs to be done.
You know, Anne-Marie, this is Ed Moore. I first want to say that, I've been involved with veterans for a lot of years, and your organization is one of the ones that really I admire the most. You guys are very impactful. You picked topics like this one that other organizations might tend to stay away from. And what were some of the findings out of this collaboration that just took place?
Well, I appreciate that, and I have to attest that to the leadership of both Bob and Lee Woodruff, who, you know, took Bob's very severe injury and all the attention and goodwill around it and decided to redirect that back to a population of veterans who had the same injuries, if not worse, to just try and provide above and beyond care for that, you know, for them in the same way that Bob received that. The convening was really interesting. I think what we found was first really what is the issue. So we know that, you know, the numbers are 1 in 50 veterans from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have come home injured. Nearly 1,300 of those have received severe genital wounds, and that's mainly due to improvised explosive devices, IEDs. And as you can imagine, that's affected their ability to have sex or created fertility issues or just created sort of a barrier for intimacy, even if that's psychological. Others have come home paralyzed or they're taking medicine that might inhibit their function or libido. So, and then there's, like I said, the psychological wound. So the effect of post-traumatic stress comes into play here, and we know that those with post-traumatic stress are 30 times more likely to suffer from erectile dysfunction. So just kind of getting that information out there was kind of our baseline.
All right, so go ahead.
No, sure.
Well, I wanted to ask, I think you've answered the question that I had, and that is, are sexual and intimacy problems the same thing? And it sounds like it's really a range of different problems. What are some of the innovative ways you're looking to deal with the different aspects of this whole problem?
Well, that's why it took us 2 days. So the first day was really focused on the emotional side and psychological side of intimacy after injury. And then the second day was really where we relied on the medical experts to explore some of the innovative options on the physical side. So among the wide range of experts we brought together, we discussed everything from advances in medicine to transplantation.
And are these types of services and types of products that might be required for the reconstruction and so forth, are these generally available through the VA?
Well, interestingly, one of the things that we uncovered is that the policies are different between DOD and the VA, and just trying to understand what are the in vitro options. They're different between the VA and DOD, or the length of time that you have for, you know, how many visits you have to a fertility clinic, things like that. So just kind of understanding what are those nuances and differences, and who we really heard that from, the families who have navigated their way through both the DOD system and the VA system.
We're speaking with Anne-Marie Dougherty. She's executive director of the Bob Woodruff Foundation.
Anne-Marie, I've been doing this Friday night dinner now for almost 11 years, and you get to meet a lot of the service members and their wives or husbands when they come back. And I think the numbers you quoted, while very real, it doesn't really even begin to cover the PTSD, the numbers involved there. Just seeing the hypervigilance of some of these soldiers, their inability to let their guard down, and I think that's a big barrier. And, you know, again, my information is all anecdotal, but it's really striking over 11 years to watch how wives and husbands have to reconnect. Now, you folks have done some things with retreats and stuff like that?
We have, and I'm so glad you bring up that point, because the number is far more than 150. I think, you know, we can quote one in five veterans who've served in the recent conflicts have come home with combat stress or something else, you know, just come home a little bit different. And really understanding the intimacy component of that, just being able to reconnect with your partner, reconnect with your family, and that doesn't necessarily translate into physical intimacy. And in fact, that's what we heard from a lot of the caregivers. And really, to your point about the anecdotal experience, that's what started us on the path to begin to even figure out where do you even start with trying to uncover something that's so complicated as family relationships and, you know, the physical and emotional side of intimacy. And so this convening really was just a first step. We've invested in programs that are having more sort of practical solutions. The Semper Max Support Fund, we invested in them to create actually a guide to intimacy after injury for folks with severe traumatic brain injury. So there's other options out there too.
And to what extent does this issue affect women as well as men? I mean, I guess most of the cases would be men, but women also have been injured pretty severely also in Iraq and Afghanistan.
That's absolutely true. And I think there's a whole other host of issues around military sexual trauma, which we sort of deliberately said, okay, we're opening up a big set of issues here. So we decided to focus primarily on the psychological and physical side of intimacy after injury, and didn't really go there on the military sexual trauma side. Not that that's not a really important issue, but we actually thought it needed its own attention and experts and all of that. But it certainly does affect female veterans, and then also, you know, like we're talking about the caregivers, the wives, and even parents that are just worried about their children being able to have a family.
And is your sense that, as you mentioned, there's two sides of this. There's the physical reconstruction of genitals or whatever else might be injured, and then there's also the psychological side. Relatively speaking, is the VA, do you sense, well-equipped to handle maybe the physical side better than the psychological, or is that just a myth?
Well, I think there's a lot of innovation being done on the physical side. It was amazing to see what some doctors are able to do, and it's almost debunking the stigma around the physical side. So there's the psychological side to the physical, and then also just the psychological side. But there's a lot of really good work being done. Interestingly, we had some doctors who came in from the UK and presented what they do and what their policies are in the UK. And it's very different than what we do here, but a lot of good information sharing and ideas about how we might adopt their best practices. I think that what we learned is that some of the solutions are tangled up in policy. Some of the solutions are tangled up in just being able to navigate the system from DOD to VA. But in general, I think we were optimistic. Everyone who participated in the event and others who heard about it that want to, you know, read the report that we'll publish everyone's feeling optimistic and happy that we started somewhere and know that this is something really important and good that we're addressing it.
All right. Anne-Marie Doherty is Executive Director of the Bob Woodruff Foundation. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.